Conditional use number 2441 CMF Cool Spring LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2441 for CMF Cool Spring LLC for a conditional use within an MRRPC medium density residential plan community district for an educational facility based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in its motion, the Planning and Zoning Commission has recommended approval of conditional use number 2010 to create a medium density residential plan community district on a 637-acre site of land along Route 9, Log Cabin Road, Cool Spring Road, and Hudson Road in eastern Sussex County. That motion recognized that this is an area that is continuing to develop with nearby large and small businesses, commercial, retail, and office uses. It is adjacent to the Bay Health Medical and Surgical Center that provides health care and surgical services for all of eastern Sussex County. It is adjacent to Artesian Water Company's 1 million gallon water tower. It is also located along one of DART's bus routes that interconnects with Lewis, Milton, Georgetown, and the statewide public transportation system. The site is also located along Route 9, which is classified by DLDOT and County Code as a major arterial roadway. Two, for the reasons stated in its motion, the Planning and Zoning Commission has also recommended that the land area designation be changed from low density area to the coastal area within the future use map of the county's comprehensive plan. Three, based upon those prior recommendations and the circumstances of this location, it is appropriate to also recommend approval of an educational facility within the MRRPC. This facility will be located within the town center of the MRRPC, and it will consist of two buildings with classrooms and administrative offices. One building would be for college-level instruction, offering associate degree courses and professional certifications. The second building would be used for adult learning courses. Four, these proposed educational uses are of a public or semi-public character and are essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County and its existing and future residents and visitors. Five, with the conditions imposed on the MRRPC and this conditional use, these facilities will not adversely affect neighboring properties or area roadways. Since they are located within the MRRPC, they will be subject to the extensive roadway improvements and financial contributions required by DLDOT as part of its TIS review letter for the MRRPC dated January 14, 2025. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, this recommendation is conditioned on the approval of ordinance number 2307 to amend the future land use map within the comprehensive plan from current low density area designation to coastal area designation for this property. It is also conditioned upon the approval of change of zone number 2010 to create the MRRPC within which this assisted living facility and medical office building would be located. B, these uses are subject to the applicable conditions of approval imposed upon change of zone number 2010, and those conditions of approval are incorporated herein by reference. C, the uses shall be limited to an educational facility providing college level and professional certification type courses along with adult education courses within two buildings. Building one shall not exceed 45,000 square feet in size, and building two shall not exceed 30,000 square feet in size. D, all parking shall be shown on the final site plan for this conditional use. The final site plan shall also contain a tabular description of the parking spaces required for these uses as they relate to the parking calculations for the entire MRRPC that is subject to the change of zone number 2010. E, all dumpsters or trash receptacles associated with this use shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways within the MRRPC. The location of these items shall be shown on the final site plan. F, the final site plan for this conditional use shall identify the timing of its construction in relation to the phasing and construction of the overall MRRPC, including the timing and phasing of roadway improvements required for the MRRPC. This information shall align with the timing and phasing information for these improvements that is also required to be shown on the master site plan for the MRRPC as part of the approval of change in zone number 2010. And G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2441 CMF Cool Spring LLC for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Collins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and stipulations included in the motion.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Demers.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you.